Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
But first I want to say, I can't believe this. I can't believe this, that our president's talking about going on a vacation for, I believe it's like 3 weeks. I don't know how long it is.
20 days.
20 days in Hawaii, which is away from the mainland, by the way. And going to, while we are sitting on the edge of a financial crisis amongst a war in the Middle East, I mean, wild things are going on. It's like, is this the time to go to Hawaii? I don't know. Obviously, he was born there.
In 10 days. In 10 days.
Yeah, in 10 days. Pretty wild things are taking place now in regards to what we're seeing. Mm-hmm. And you're thinking, okay, now you're going away from the mainland. What's going to happen in the mainland when you're over on, you know, in Hawaii?
Right.
And it's something I just feel in my spirit, you know, as we've been talking about, and we're speaking just from what we know prophetically, that some crazy things have been happening. Some crazy things have been happening worldwide. And, you know, there's some evil people. Mm-hmm. They mean a lot of harm. And we're on the brink of a chemical war in Syria right now, which is really, when you think about Syria, Lebanon, Israel, Turkey, think about Jersey. I mean, it's a small mm-hmm. place. Mm-hmm. We think in America, everything's like spread apart as far as New York is away from California. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't matter. If something happens in New York, for example, it's going to happen in Jersey. New York City is going to happen in Jersey because they're just that close together. Mm-hmm. Well, if these chemical weapons that the president of Syria's already mixed up already, you know, loses those chemical weapons, it's going to affect Israel. It's going to affect this some odd reportedly 80,000 U.S. soldiers that are coming on the outskirts mm-hmm. right there. I mean, all the leaders of the world are talking to somebody who's murdering his people like they're going to listen. Mm-hmm. And this is a dangerous time. It's just not a time to go for a vacation as the leader of the commander of the armies, you know, the commander in chief, that, you know, you're saying don't go, don't lose those chemical weapons, but then we're saying don't go to Hawaii right now.
For real.
You know, hold on a minute, you know, we got soldiers right on the outskirts of Syria. This is the worst chemical. I don't know the name of the chemical, but they're describing it on Fox News, talking mm-hmm. about that it's the worst there is, and it's going in convulsions, and it would kill thousands of people, men, women, children.
Sarin gas or something.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's just evil. And somebody who's killed, 40,000 of his own people, whatever the number is, why do you think he would not kill more? And uh-huh. when the president of the United Nations, I sat there and saw him say openly that he is going to pay the price for these war crimes. Like, now's not the time to mention that. When he has the biggest stockpile of chemical weapons, reportedly, is in Syria. And it makes him feel like there's no way out. If he feels like there's no way out, I mean, he's like a bank robber holding hostages. You're not going to see those hostages again.
That's right.
And this is a very, very dangerous time in the Middle East. Israel's not going to wait for people to respond, right? But they cannot let that cloud go over them. A cloud of chemical weapons. Reportedly, they're saying they would deliver them. They would deliver them by missile or by dropping them as bombs as well from airplanes. And it's just not that big of an area. Mm-hmm. You can drive from southern Israel to northern Israel, 4 hours, 6 hours, something like that?
Yeah, something like that.
That's all of Israel. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like 60 miles or something, as wide as Point. And mm-hmm. right on the crown of the northern border of Israel is Lebanon and Syria. I mean, it's not that big of an area. It's not that big of an area. So we need to remember, you know, I don't understand. Obviously, you can be president anywhere. I mean, obviously everything travels with you and you have Air Force One. But we need to pray that our president has wisdom during this time and we don't just flippantly send our troops somewhere.
Right.
It's just tough times. Prophetically, we feel like any moment now, the things that we've been talking about that you can find on the VFN Torch are going to begin to unfold. I mean, they're already unfolding. They've started. They are unfolding, but there's some major unfoldings that are going to take place that David Wilkerson, who's with the Lord now, describes as even it'll knock the breath out of you, that even the most righteous man, mm-hmm. and that wouldn't be us, you know, we'll have to catch his breath. The one, in other words, the one who's done the best at obeying God in the mm-hmm. context of their life, even they will be like Ziklag and David, trying to weep till they can't weep no more. And I just kind of sense it in my gut, in my spirit, that we just got to be ready, be prepared, go to VFN TV. Listen, that's why we're here, to be able to inform you. Go to VFN TV and watch the teachings in VFN TV, the prophetic teachings, SOS, you know, Tale of Two Kings, Is America Under God's Judgment, Part 1 and Part 2, No One Cries for Justice, America, Christianity, America, Islam, and Israel, to understand the state of the nation. There's so many things we need to understand right now. And so many people are like, hey, you know, what's wrong with Islam? What's wrong with Islam? Well, first of all, if Islam was a peaceful religion, then there'd be nothing wrong. It would just be another religion out there. But it's an antichrist religion that, if it has its way in regards to the people who are loyal to the Quran, then there'd be three outcomes for the world. I mean, you'd either, there'd be a rule, the Constitution wouldn't be in rule anymore, the Quran would be in the rule, it'd be called a caliphate, and that people would be converted to Islam, put in servitude, or their life would be ended. And that's three outcomes for that. And that's the reason why it's not a peaceful religion. One of the intimate terms in the Quran is God, that the Allah is as close as a sword to your jugular vein. Isn't that crazy?
Amazing.
Yeah, totally crazy. Totally crazy. And so that's not an intimate term, by the way. Somebody was wondering if it was or not. So we want to pray, you know, pray for the country, pray protection over the country during this time. Pray the church wakes up. I mean, really, wake. I mean, you can, it's walking in its sleep. It's walking in its sleep. And it's like, everything's going to be okay. Everything's going to be all right. Don't worry about it. It's going to be okay. Like, you know, that God's word's not going to come to pass. And you don't want, there's nothing, I mean, it's hard enough to be prepared and things hit, but to be not prepared and hit, it's really bad. It's really, really, really bad, because then you're stuck with somebody leading you by the hand that you would have never even held hands with, and having to, because you're, you know, it's a crazy time. It's a crazy time, and just want to be ready. Just want to be ready for it. And 3 weeks, or I don't know how many days, 20 days in Hawaii, I would prefer our commander in chief, if we have troops about to go in to come for war, boots on the ground in Syria, where they're about to lose chemical weapons that they mix. I think once they mix it, it's like, what, how many days?
60 days.
60 days they'll use them. His end is near as president. His hope does not seem much outside of that, which means, you know, which if he wins, he rules. That's what it boils down to. His father used chemical weapons against the people of Syria. And ultimately, we're looking at one thing that is hopeful. One thing that is hopeful in the news, when you're seeing, and a lot of things are hopeful, but one thing we're seeing is the people of Egypt who voted for democracy, when they saw, when they saw President Morsi, president with a loose, you know, loosely using that word, that he's totally taken over as a dictator, it looks like, in Egypt, that the people are protesting against that. And they're saying that the Muslim Brotherhood is trying to rule as a dictator. And they're going and protesting and speaking openly in the streets without hiding their faces against the Muslim Brotherhood. I mean, that's like encouraging, because, you know, America doesn't do that. We used to, but we don't even, our own president doesn't say that this is an, think about it, there's never in the history of the Middle East, based on reports of CBN News, ever been a president or a leader that was, of the Muslim Brotherhood. Never. Now, every nation that's had the Muslim Brotherhood in it eventually threw them out because of the things they did. And they were, it was illegal for them to even be in Egypt until our president went there in the beginning of his administration and invited them in the Cairo speech. Reportedly, eight members came in. You can actually, you know, go to VFN TV and watch him give the speech. We have it in Christianity, America, Islam, and Israel, the state of the nation. You can see him actually doing it. And we were responsible for helping Muslim Brotherhood get in power for the first time in the history of the Middle East. And now they're rising to power in different areas. They said the most organized are the one that normally comes in chaos. And reportedly in Syria, that's who's the most organized. So when all this chaos is said and done, the same very same thing can happen. And it's like, we are responsible for that. And somebody said, well, why would you be upset about that? It's because people who are loyal to the Quran are not loyal to Jesus. They don't say he's not the son of God to them. They deny him as the son of God. They say he's a prophet. And he has to come back and repent for calling himself the Son of God. That's anti-Jesus, or you would say Antichrist. It's an Antichrist religion. Mm. And so the Christ and Antichrist do not go together. What do they have? They don't have anything in common. Mm. And that's why, as Christians, that it's not the same as Hinduism. It's not the same as these other religions, you know, that are, you know, if you want to be a part of it, you can. If you're not, you're not. But it's a forceful thing with Islam. You know, people, loyalists. You know, we would say as Christianity, somebody who was loyal to Jesus. That's not a negative thing.
Right.
But somebody in the news sector would say, you know, somebody that was loyal to Muhammad, is that's a negative thing.
Right.
Yeah, but they wouldn't call that negative. They'll say, they'd say it's somebody that's actually a true Muslim that believes Muhammad wrote, got this book from Michael the Archangel and called the Quran, and that it's from God. And so being loyal to that in their mindset would be loyal to God.
Mm-hmm.
And we got to break our American mindset where we see things only as Americans, you know, and we're a very small percentage of the world. And believe me, very few people see things our way. It makes me think of Revelation chapter, I don't know, 11, 19 maybe, where it says she fell in a day. I mean, nobody's ever become as wealthy as they have during the time in the history of America.
Mm.
It said, you know, basically kings got drunk on your power, got rich, and all of a sudden she fell in a day. And they pulled their ships off to watch her, the smoke come up from her. And there's never been, to my knowledge, a nation that's done that like America's done that.
Mm-hmm.
And capitalism. And now people are trying to imitate it, but they're trying to imitate, you know, what took place in America, the wealth that was created. And we made a lot of people. I mean, you look at China. China's wealth came from America buying their products.
Mm-hmm.
Which reminds me, another aspect of them, we hear them say in Washington that they want to raise the debt limit. And we hear semantics that doesn't mean anything to us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we need to look at allowances or some other word, but basically they're just saying tax and spend. That's the they don't say we want to tax people, and they don't say we want to spend more money. But when they say that they want to raise the debt, they want to be able to raise the debt limit. What they're really saying is this: imagine this. Imagine that you have a credit card, and I'm sure you don't. And imagine you have a debt limit on it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can only charge so much money on it. And I'm sure you don't, right?
Right.
And you max it out. Let's say your credit limit is 5,000, 10,000, 2,000, whatever it is. And you max it out. And you go to the next store and you're going to buy, I don't know, a Saint shirt. Say it's Pat. He's going to buy a Saint shirt. And that's what they do. That's exactly what they do. That's a proper response. That when you go to charge money with a card that's maxed out, what do? I'm sure you wouldn't know.
Declined.
Huh? They decline it, right? They go, let me try it again.
Yeah, try this other one.
Yeah, try this other one, right? And they say it's declined. And so then you would call your credit card company, for example, and you would say, hey, can you raise my debt limit? Can you raise my credit limit? Mm-hmm. And so they raise it from 20,000 or 10,000, say 10,000 to 15,000. So now you can actually borrow 5,000 more. So when they say they want to raise the debt limit, when you hear that statement over and over and over again, and pretty much right now, most of the Republicans are going, don't want to raise it. And most of the Democrats and the president's leading it saying, listen, we have to raise it.
Mm-hmm.
But what are they really saying? They're saying is the credit card's maxed out for America. We want to borrow some more money.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to go to China or whoever it is. and want to borrow another $1.6 billion.
Oh.
But then the president's saying, which we're learning in the citizenship test, and we will learn today, that the president's saying, listen, I want the right to be able to change my credit limit as executive, as the president. I want to be able to change the debt limit myself. So I want a credit card. I want the American credit card. But I don't have to call anybody. I don't want to have to talk to Congress or anybody. If I want to buy some more Saint shirts, I want to buy some more stuff, I'll just go to myself and go, think to myself. And then I'll say, hey, I'll just raise it up another $1 trillion.
Mm-hmm.
And then I can go borrow some more money.
Mm.
Now, what happens to a teenager with an unlimited credit limit that they themselves can change? What happens to that teenager?
They spend it all.
And what eventually happens at the end of all that?
They're destroyed.
They're destroyed.
Yeah.
So our president has personally asked to hold the hem of a nation all by himself as if he was a king and not an equal powered branch of government, and said, I don't want to talk to anybody. I just want, I think I'll take another trillion. I'll go get some more. I'm going to raise the limit some more. One man.
Are they actually considering this?
Well, even that you would articulate it and write it down and submit it to Congress. And since most people don't understand it, you can understand when it's done and explained that way. Mm-hmm. But since they hear debt limit, what does that really mean? Nobody really knows what it means. And it's right. Like, but you know what it means when it comes to your credit cards.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, the vacation at the tune of $4 million. Someone wrote a book about presidential perks gone royal. Last year alone, taxpayers paid $1.4 billion on the first family's travel, compared to what the British pay the royals now, only $57 million last year.
Wow.
It's huge.
Yep.
It's huge.
You know, it's amazing. And God is allowing this right now. We just need to know what's going on. And when you hear what's really taking place and God's perspective, that you got to say, wait a minute. I think somebody's pulled the plug from this boat. And I know that I begin to try to express it, you know, God's laid on my heart, and I'll try to do better at it, but I haven't got it fully out yet. But basically, imagine America as a ship, and all these ropes that tie a ship down to keep it steady and stable are being cut. I don't think there's very few ropes left. Maybe the last rope was the debt limit, you know, where somebody can just change it. But the fact that people just don't shock, and the news reporters don't go, he wants an unlimited credit card that he did, you know, nobody's saying that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, wow. I mean, even you would know this, a teenager would know that's not a good thing. Teenagers, there's reports where a teenager committed suicide like 19 years old, around that age. She committed suicide on a college campus because she had charged up her credit cards, and she had all these bills laid out on her bed that the credit card company sent. And she looked at that, and she was overwhelmed by that, and she couldn't handle it, you know, just, you know, probably $8,000 or whatever. Mm-hmm. And she took her life over
that. Wow.
But look at America, like $16 trillion, and we're asking for more, and we're not even depressed about it.
Mm.
We're not even depressed about it. Even a teenager knows this is not good. There's no hope outside of it unless you have ability to pay that particular thing off.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.